Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Blue Daniels with the Rose City Chili Pod, talking about the 39th annual Rose City Chili Cook-Off coming up March 7th and also on March 8th. A little bit of activity going on March 8th we'll be talking about. Blue, we do this every year. It's always fun, it's always informational, and it's always about helping a charity. So, good morning, welcome, great to have you back with us.
Good morning, I feel right at home right here in your studio.
You should. Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Okay, Blue, March 7th, and to a lesser extent, but for a very interesting and very worthwhile reason, also on March 8th, you have the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off. And people generally have a pretty good idea what a chili cook-off is, but this one is especially interesting, I think, because it's been around for so long. And you are, I think you were at one time what's known as the Great Pepper, and you're now this, or was that ever one of your titles? Or, I mean, you're the secretary now,
right? Yes. Yeah, but that's what we call our officers in the chili pod, is the Great Peppers, like our president, and the Pepper Popper is our vice president. Chili Scribe and Henny Penny. We have cute names for our officers.
They are cute. Were you ever the Great Pepper? I can't remember.
No, I have never held that office.
Yeah, but you have been the secretary. But you're the secretary now, and you have always been such a great spokesperson. Different people that have been involved with the Chili Cook-Off have been in and out of this very studio over the years, as we've talked about this every year for, I think, maybe the past 7 or 8 years. But
You're the one
on stage today, so as always, once again, good to have you with us this morning. Now, the Rose City Chili Pod, let's do a little scene setting here. It's an organization, and they have them all over the country, different chili pods,
yes,
right?
And yes, we are actually a worldwide international organization.
International organization under the auspices of something that's known as CASI International, the Chili Appreciation Society International. Let's start by talking about CASI, what their purpose is and what it does, and how the Rose City Chili Pod fits into all that.
The mission statement for Chili Appreciation Society International, CASI, is to cook chili for charity and fun. So all the chili cook-offs that are held all over the world, mainly in the United States and probably mostly in Texas, but they all have to benefit a local charity.
And this year, you're doing the Chili Cook-Off in conjunction with an organization that is holding a Back the Blue Bash. This is all happening at the Cannery in Lindale. The Back the Blue Bash is just March 7th, whereas your activities stretch into March 8th. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. And the Back the Blue Bash is a separate event, but it's being done in conjunction with your event, and you're both benefiting. The charity you're benefiting this year is the Fraternal East Texas, I believe, East Texas Fraternal Order of Police. Did
yes.
I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Fraternal Order of Police and why you think it's a worthwhile charity. I can fill in some of the blanks for you. I did some research, but tell us what you know about it and why you think it's a good idea.
Okay, we have met with their board about this event, and we know that they will be using the proceeds from this chili cook-off for their Blue Santa program and for their benevolent fund.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the Back the Blue Bash, folks.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
The Fraternal Order of Police, actually, and I did a little research online, it exists to strive for the betterment of the law enforcement profession, for the individual officer, the community, and the collective membership. You can get more information about the Fraternal Order of Police online. There is a website and also a Facebook page. And the quickest advice I can give any of our listeners this morning is just Google it. It'll come right up. East Texas Fraternal Order of Police, and they do the Blue Santa Project, which we'll talk about in a second. And members are eligible for things like scholarships and life insurance. The Blue Santa Project, and we recently had a story about this on KTBB. I think it's been done in different communities around East Texas, and police officers take kids Christmas shopping to build better relationships between kids and police because, frankly, in a lot of cases, there's some mistrust along those lines. So that's the organization that you and the Back the Blue Bash folks are going to be benefiting this year. It all happens on 55 Miranda Lambert Way. A little plug for Miranda in there. Hometown girl made very, very good. Actually, it's going to be at the Cannery in Lindale. Some people may be more familiar with the Cannery than the address, 55 Miranda Lambert Way. But in any event, the Rose City Chili Cook-Off coming up in Lyndale on March 7th with another special cook-off coming up on March 8th. It's at the Cannery in Lyndale. And basically, March 7th is a fun day. It's an opportunity for people to come on out and just have a great time.
Yeah, the Back the Blue Bash is going to be over toward the Pickers Pavilion on the grounds of the cannery. The chili cook-off will be set up north of that in the TJC parking lot, just north of the Texas Music City restaurant.
There. You bet. Come on out, enjoy them both, and it benefits a great cause, and you can get some great chili to the bargain. Now, let's talk first of all about what happens on March 7th. And before we do that, we quickly want to mention that all of this leads up to the big worldwide chili cook-off in Terlingua, Texas, out in the Big Bend area in, I think it's the first weekend in November.
Yes.
So along with being a fun day or a fun weekend in its own right, that is just really one of the main things that we want to drive home about this. That's the Cassie International Chili Cook-Off, where the world champion is going to be crowned. But let's get back to the big event on March 7th. One of the things that I have enjoyed about the Chili Cook-Off during the years that I've been able to go, and it frankly has been a while, I think you were at a different location the last time I went, but it's you get to sample all this different chili from, what, about 50 different cooks?
At least, if you're a judge.
If you're
sitting at a judging table, you'll be able to judge at least 11, 12 different chilies at that table.
But as far as the public is concerned, for a $5 donation, you can wander around and do a little bit of sampling of your own.
There will be cooks that are serving up people's choice chili for local bragging rights. And you will get to go around to their cook sites and get a little taste of their chili, and you'll get a ballot when you get your tasting cup and spoon, and then you'll be able to vote for whoever you think has the best chili out there in the parking lot.
So it's a lot of fun, and we're going to get into some of the other fun elements along the way as we do the show here this morning. But the fact of the matter is that for a $5 donation, you can pretty much stuff yourself. And I know because I've been there and done that.
Pretty much. There'll be some cooks out there that'll give you some Fritos to put in it. And
oh, wow.
Some onions and cheese because they're trying to get your vote. They want to have that local bragging rights.
And the beauty of it is that's only the beginning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We are talking to Blue Daniels, talking about the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off coming up in Lyndale at the Cannery on March 7th with a special cook-off that we're going to talk about in a little while on March 8th. Kind of a more low-key event, but you can get a lot more out of that one if you end up being the champion, and we'll tell you why in just a few more minutes. Let's do times here. Okay, the event is actually March 7th, but if you're doing it the way you've done it in the past, people can come the night before and camp out and set up RVs?
Yes. The parking lot will be open to us starting at noon on Friday, and we'll be having cooks coming from all areas, even as far away as Kansas City. We've got a group coming in from Kansas City, from Houston. Our current champion, Catherine Cavender, will be here at our cook-off coming up from the Houston area. Got some cooks coming from San Antonio, Louisiana. So they'll be coming in, and they'll be staying the whole weekend to cook chili for both days.
Wow. You can go to Lyndale, Texas on March 7th, and you can meet some of the most accomplished chili cooks in the entire world. And again, everything we say is just only a part of what's going on that day. The folks that are camping out, they'll get up the next morning and get all set up and ready to go and everything. But as far as the public is concerned, now you start serving at 11:30 and you keep serving until the chili runs out, and that lasts until probably mid or late afternoon, at which point you give out prizes and you mention people who have at least taken another step towards qualifying for the Terlingua cook-off. How early are you encouraging the public to come out on that Saturday?
Well, like I said, we'll be starting to sell the tasting cups at 11:30.
Okay.
So the People's Choice chili will be available starting at 11:30. They can start coming around, and the cooks that are serving that will be glad to give you a taste of their chili. This is chili that's probably not going to go in to be judged for the Cassie competition. This is People's Choice chili, has no rules. any ingredient you want to put in there, any kind of meat. You can have your fillers, your beans, whatever in that. You're just trying to get the local public's vote to get that People's Choice Award.
Uh-huh. If the public likes it, it doesn't matter what's in it, right?
That's right.
Okay, so they start serving at 11:30, and that is the earliest that you would encourage the public to drop on by.
Yes.
All right. $5 donation gets you a tasting cup, spoon, and a voting ballot for that People's Choice chili. Now, we move into some of the other categories now, and this is separate from chili. And it's probably just as well. Early on during my years in Texas, which go back to the mid-1970s, I was told Texas chili doesn't have beans. And you can argue about that all day and all night long, but you do have beans. And the way you deal with that is you have a separate category for beans. They're not part of the chili competition. They're a separate competition. Beans are turned in at 12 noon. They can be whatever kind of bean you want. The only rule I understand is that whatever kind of bean it is, it's going to have to look, smell, and taste like that bean, and I understand pintos seem to be the most popular.
Yes, they are, but we encourage any other kind of bean just so that we can open it up and open the minds of people that pintos are not the only beans out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have even had jelly beans turned in. It's a joke, but they've turned in jelly beans.
You've had green beans, butter beans, lima beans, and jelly beans. Tell me about the jelly beans. I got to take a flyer on this. What happens? Do people just turn in jelly beans and leave it up to the judges to do whatever they're going to do? How does that work?
Well, it is a bean.
Yeah.
So not actually like a legume that you would call, but more of a joke. And it's actually it's a $10 entry fee to enter the beans.
Uh-huh.
So that, as a joke, they help raise money for the charity, because all the proceeds from that, 50% of that goes to the charity.
Okay. The People's Choice entry fee, did we go over that? Well, tell me again how much that is.
That's $25.
$25.
And you get the cooking, that's for the cooking space and everything where you're going to be setting up to serve your chili.
Okay, so we've been over the People's Choice chili cook-off and the bean cook-off, and $25 for the first, $10 for the second. We want to also tell you how you can get more information about this event. Your phone number is okay. If people want to give you a call, 903-372-2818. You can also email john10358@gmail.com or blondephilly, that's you, at wb4me.com. Or you can call 903-530-4497. I think maybe the quickest way to get information is just to go to your Facebook page. And if people just Google 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, it's all right there on Facebook. And we're working on an entry for the KTBB.com calendar of events. We also have an entry for the Back the Blue Bash, which is being held in conjunction. And by the time this show hits the air, I think folks are going to be able to check the KTBB.com calendar of events and get all the information they need to have as well. But we'll go over that some more during the show, too. Okay, we've hit the People's Choice category and the bean category. Junior chili, that's ages 7 through 17. Now, that's cooked according to CASI rules, and they do have some very rigid rules. Tell us a little bit about the CASI rules and how the junior chili competition works.
The junior competition is open to the young kids from age 7, and we'll take 6 years old, but we say 7 to 17, because once you become 18, you're an adult, and you can cook in the regular CASI competition.
Oh, okay.
But the junior chili is what we're trying to do to mentor young cooks coming up, and get them involved in these charities and giving back to the community. But the rules for that, they are the same as the regular CASI cooks. Must be cooked on site the day of the cook-off. No fillers, no commercial mixes. And we will pair each junior that comes out there to enter, we will pair them with a CASI cook. And we will provide a stove. We will provide their meat, their spices. If they just want to come out and cook, that entry is $10, and they turn in at 1 o'clock.
All right.
But we will help them cook their chili, and they will be mentored by CASI cook.
All righty. We want to get into that a little bit more, because there is also a competition, I believe, on that Saturday for people, for adults who are trying to qualify for the Terlingua event in November. Is that correct?
Yes. That's the CASI part. That CASI sanctioned part of the cook-off, and that turn-in is at 2 o'clock, and it will be put in special cups with judging tickets on them, and they will be going to a special judging area It's open to the public, but only for observation.
Oh, okay.
If you want to eat chili at that, you need to get your name on a list. Come see me at the cook-off, get your name on the judging list, and we will call your name and have a seat for you at the judging table. And that is strictly for Cassie Chili to pick the winner of this Cassie-sanctioned cook-off.
All right. Now, Cassie Chili, of course, is subject to the rules of Cassie Chili Appreciation Society International. If you want to know more about Cassie or learn the rules, anything like that, we're going to talk about Cassie as an international organization in just a little bit here. Their website is www.cassiechili.net, www.cassiechili.net. And, Blue, you just mentioned that people can kind of flag you down and ask you anything they want to ask you. You'll be pretty easy to spot. Everybody there is going to know who you are. We'll give your phone number out again real quick, 903-372-2818, and your email address, blondphilly@wb4me.com. Also, check Facebook and check the ktbb.com calendar of events for the weekend of March 7th and 8th. There will be some more information on there. Now, Sunday is your official Rose City Pod cook-off, and first place automatically qualifies to cook Interlingua next November. Turn in time for that March 8th at 12 noon. Now, that's not really open to the public and doesn't have all the bells and whistles and fun activities. And we haven't talked about those fun activities on Saturday too much. We'll come back around to that. Basically, a no-frills cook-off with the primary, if not the sole purpose, of qualifying for Terlingua, specifically automatically qualifying for first place if you win that competition. Tell us just a little bit about what happens on Sunday beyond what we've already covered.
Well, it is a no-frills cook-off. We won't be having any public tasting. If you want to eat chili on Sunday, come out and be a judge. The only thing that's happening is the judging for the chili and for the showmanship part on Sunday.
Very good. And you need judges for both events, so the March 7th event and the March 8th event.
We always need judges.
You always need judges. And it's what, maybe a two-hour time commitment, I think?
For showmanship. That'll probably be down to about an hour. And showmanship is going to start at 2:30 and run to 3:30.
And this is on Saturday.
This is on Saturday. Yes.
All right.
That is the entertainment part of our chili cook-off.
Yeah, we need to talk about that in just a little bit here. But basically, it's just maybe a few hours max time commitment.
Yes.
And if you want to be a judge, just get in touch. Again, best number to give out is probably your phone number, Blue, 903-372-2818. Or you can check the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off out on Facebook or on the ktbb.com calendar of events. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up now is to differentiate between the qualifying components of these two events. First place automatically qualifies to cook Interlingua if you win on Sunday. On Saturday, if you win the Cassie-sanctioned chili cook-off component that day, you don't automatically qualify for first place, but you do pick up, what, 4 points? Is that how it works?
The Cassie-sanctioned cook-off is a point system, and first place will get 4 points, second place gets 3 points, third place gets 2 points, and then fourth through tenth place gets 1 point. Texas is a 12-point state.
Okay.
So if you're a resident of Texas, you must have garnered 12 points throughout the chili year in order to get your invitation to come and cook.
Okay. I think that pretty well explains it. But just to kind of paint a somewhat clearer picture, there are chili cook-offs, I believe you told me earlier, going on just about every weekend in the state of Texas. And the people that come out for the one in Lindale on March 7th and 8th, they're like other people that are just passionate about chili cooking and chili cook-offs and who are members of Cassie or members of the Rose City Chili Pod or other chili pods around the country. They travel. You mentioned you're going to have people from Kansas City and Houston. And when you go to this chili cook-off, you're going to be meeting people who, in large part, travel all over the country to be in different chili cook-offs and to rack up points so they can cook Interlingua and hopefully win Interlingua. It's just really, to me, kind of another world. You really have to have a passion for cooking chili and being involved in competitions in order to really have a good time as one of the cooks in this event, I think. And these people do. These folks are just really, really passionate about chili.
There are a lot of these people that have traveled up to Alaska for a chili cook-off. Canada has cook-offs. They've traveled up there. Arizona, Mexico, Florida, Washington, D.C. We were up at a chili cook-off. My husband and I went to a chili cook-off up in Virginia a couple of years ago. So, yeah, we travel.
Yeah.
We travel a lot.
Now, I'll admit, I'm not that passionate about it, but I can't blame you if you are. I love chili, and I've eaten I don't know how many different kinds of chili. So, it, you know, for somebody who's even sampled chili or even had it off and on over the years, it's not hard to understand why people get so passionate about it. I was actually involved in a chili cook-off. I think the old Rose City chili, This cook-off, when it was held at the fairgrounds many, many years ago, the radio station I was working for at the time had a team, and it was cold and it was a little damp, and there was all this chili being cooked and all this steam coming up, and it was fun. And so I can relate to it. I can understand why people are so passionate about this. We're talking to Blue Daniels, who's discussing the 39th Rose City Chili Pod cook-off coming up March 7th and 8th at the Cannery in Lindale. And got about 9 or 10 minutes left in the show, and there are components we haven't even discussed yet. I'm going to quickly review on Saturday, March 7th, if you're a member of the public and you want to come on out, public tasting for $5 a cup starts at 11:30 a.m. till you run out of chili, and that's just for the People's Choice component. Then you have the Beans Division, the Junior Division, and the Cassie Chili Division, which is the qualifier for Terlingua. That's a $25 entry fee, by the way, and turn in for that is at 2 p.m. And the one thing we haven't really gotten into too much is the showmanship component. I remember the showmanship components from some of those old chili cook-offs, and there was some pretty wild stuff going on out there.
Always, for sure. This is the fun part of the cook-off, and this is our entertainment back to the public. We get show teams. You can do one-person show or as many people as you want on your team doing stuff, but they are judged by a theme, their costumes, their booth decorations, action, what they're doing to garner attention, and is the public, the audience participation. Mm-hmm. Is the audience that's come, are they drawing in the audience to watch what they're doing, putting on their show, mm-hmm. or whatever. And that is a Cassie-sanctioned event also.
Okay.
Because showmanship is part of the Cassie competition.
Okay. When you go to Terlingua, they have a showmanship competition as well?
We have a big, huge showmanship competition out there.
Mm-hmm. I remember people dressing up in what I can only define as strange costumes and maybe doing some singing and picking. It can be just about anything, I guess.
It all depends.
As long as it's family-friendly.
It all depends on their theme.
Mm-hmm.
We have had, since it's March, we've had March Madness. We've had people do basketball teams. We had Duck Dynasty out there one year.
Mm-hmm.
So people have done Gilligan's Island and all the characters on Gilligan's Island. But it's just a fun part, and you come and watch them and just be entertained.
All right. So basically you have the chili cook-off, the bean, the chili cook-off components, the bean cook-off, and the showmanship component. Anything else? Anything for the kids? Face painting, things like that?
They're going to have that over at the back.
Okay, good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we
over
do.
There.
Yeah.
But I do want to stress that you do not have to be a member of our local pod. You do not have to be a Cassie member in order to cook at this contest. Anybody can come and cook and enter their chili in this contest.
All right.
But if you do get in the top 10 and you want those points, you do have to become a member of Cassie, and that's $25 a year.
All right.
And to be a member of Cassie, it's $10 a year to be a member of our local pod, but you do have to be a member of Cassie in order to get those points under your name.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an everyday low price to me, if this is something you're really passionate about, and obviously quite a few people are.
Yeah.
Just to go over some of the information, you gave me a flyer. If you want to come and camp out overnight, plenty of room for RVs, no hookups available. We need to make that pretty clear. There's going to be a concert on the grounds Saturday after announcements. Is that part of the Back the Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody can enter, which you just went over. You must follow Cassie rules if you want to be in the Cassie competition components. Goodie bags for the first 50 registered Cassie cooks. Junior cooks, we went over this, must have adult supervision. cooking mentors are available. And judges. I know every year you want to make sure you have plenty of judges. Judges are needed for all categories. Best way to call and get yourself set up as a judge or to get any information about this is to call Blue, our guest this morning, 903-372-2818. You can also email her at blondephilly@wb4me.com. There's some more. I'll go over some of the other contact info as well, 903-530-4497 or john10358@gmail.com. If you want to bypass all that, just get on Facebook, check out the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, or you can go to the ktbb.com calendar of events where we have some information posted about that. During the course of the year, your Rose City Chili Pot has other activities as well. You have meetings, once a month, I believe?
Yeah, we have monthly meetings, which is actually a wrap-up. After our cook-off, we wrap up everything, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll start monthly meetings in order to plan next year's cook-off.
Okay. And during the course of the year, you also encourage people, and they do respond, you encourage them to go and cook at other chili cook-offs. All around the United States and even outside the country as well. It is, after all, the Chili Appreciation Society International.
International, that's right.
Yeah. Talking to Blue Daniels with the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, a member of longstanding with the Rose City Chili Pod, which organizes this event every year under the auspices of CASI, the Chili Appreciation Society International. You are, in fact, the secretary of the Rose City Chili Pod this year. It all happens March 7th at 55 Miranda Lambert Way in Lyndale. That is also known as the Cannery. It's being done in conjunction with a big Back the Blue Bash. And it's been a while since we mentioned one of the really important aspects of this. The Back the Blue Bash group and your group are joining hands to support the East Texas Fraternal Order of Police, which exists to strive for the betterment of the law enforcement profession for the individual officer, the community, and the collective membership. One of their big projects is the Blue Santa Project, where police officers go Christmas shopping with the kids to build better relationships. You can find out more about the Fraternal Order of Police, specifically the East Texas Fraternal Order of Police, online. They have a website. I saw txfop51.com. is the website that I consulted, and you can also check them out on Facebook as well. Coming down close to the end of the show, and I guess we could just kind of quickly review some of the things that we're talking about here. The 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, March 7th is the main event. March 8th, again, is the auto qualifier for Terlingua. First place winner, the first place winner automatically qualifies for the big international competition in November in Terlingua. And it's a smaller, no-frills type of event, but the stakes are a lot higher. So that's definitely, by and large, I think people who are interested in that event are going to understand what the rules and regulations are. But if you have any questions about any of this, again, just 903-372-2818, probably the quickest way to get in touch with you.
And I also want to stress again the fact that anybody can come and cook in this cook-off. Mm-hmm. We will be having registration open from 4 to 6 on Friday out there at the location, and then we will open up registration again at 8:30 on Saturday morning. You're welcome to come out on Friday and pick out your spot and set your stuff up. Come back out on Saturday and cook. Registration will be open at 8:30 on Saturday morning.
Okay, that's a good thing for you to mention, because we've mentioned that the public needs to try and get there by around 11:30.
To get the tasting cups.
But if you are a cook, you can and probably should be there as early as 8:30 in the morning to get registered and do whatever kind of setting up you're going to have to do, keeping in mind that maybe you were already there. Maybe you camped out overnight with your RV with no hookups available. But
sure, come have a good time with us on Friday night.
Yeah, have a good time with you on Friday night. But the big one, March, this just sounds like a really fun day, and we're just talking specifically about March 7th. Come on out, be a part of the Back the Blue Bash, which is very close by, and be a part of all the fun and games and chili tasting and the showmanship, and just
enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself.
And help us raise money for their charity.
Enjoy yourself. Eat chili. Watch the showmanship. Have a few laughs. Mix and mingle with friends. Get to know some folks from out of town. It's the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, March 7th, with a smaller but higher stakes competition coming up the following day, which is going to be Sunday. Blue, we've done it. We've managed to talk ourselves through almost a half an hour. Blue Daniels with the 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, our guest this morning on In Focus. Have fun on March 7th and on March 8th. Always great to have you with us, and hope to do it again next year.
Thank you. Come find me out there. I'm probably usually always wearing my white hat.
All righty. You can tell she's a good girl. She's wearing a white hat. Blue Daniels, 39th Rose City Chili Pod Cook-Off, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.